Good morning, people of God. Welcome this morning as we do gather together as God's people. Okay, now you know the question I'm going to ask you. How are you?
Grateful.
Grateful. It's always love to hear that because I heard that sense of being grateful. You know, because that's beyond just everything's going good. It's beyond the things are bad or things like that. It's really how we look at it. It's how we can look at it, even in the midst of challenges. So, how are you again?
Grateful.
All right. That's awesome. Anyway, so we continue our series here this fall. And you matter here. And by the way, I don't know how many of you have seen those little yard signs around town. Isn't that kind of cool? We've got some left. They do no good sitting in the box here. So if you'd like to put some, put one in your yard. Please talk to Kathy. Kathy, wait for me after church today. Okay? Very good. Alright. Today, our focus is on forgiveness. Forgiveness matters here. You met here with last Sunday, and forgiveness matters here is today. We prepare for worship with our confession and forgiveness. There is only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, whose love never quits. Help us admit that we have been wrong. Give us the word the world cannot. Tell us again you believe in us so that we can love ourselves and each other like you do. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. We take a few moments for our own self-examination and reflection. Loving God, we confess that we have turned from your way to follow our own ways. Forgive us for the times we have spoken or acted too quickly. We have not spoken or acted at all. We have hurt those closest to us. We have hurt those we have yet to know. We have made ourselves more important than we really are. We have thought less of ourselves than God. Forgive us. Turn us around and give us a fresh start so that we can live again as your children. Amen. Well, people of God, here's the good news. Even when we have done wrong, God sees the good in us. Even when we have messed up, God gives us a fresh start. God's love never runs out, and God never tires of calling us children, his beloved children. Hear God say to you now, your sins are forgiven. Amen. We sing a place at the table.
Thank you.
blackness. Can we say it more too? I just love that song. Just love that song. You are children of God. God has something to say. God hears our voices. Come, let us worship.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The psalm for today comes from Psalm 113. Alleluia. Give praise, you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun to its going down, let the name of the Lord be praised. Who is like the Lord our God, who sits enthroned on high. The Lord takes up the weak out of the dust and lifts up the poor from the ashes. The Lord makes the woman of a childless house to be a joyful mother of children. Alleluia. The reading from today comes from 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Would you please stand? And not only do you want those things, I'm going to ask you to do one of those things. Get your hands up like this. Okay? For Holly, hallelujah. fingers. Let me remember this, sir. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And just forget about the music.
I needed that air moving in here. Our gospel today has to do with the power of forgiveness. According to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter, glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they've cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching. But the leader scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He replied, Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Invite the kids to come up.
Almost every month, like every other month, he needs a shot. because that's what keeps them healthy. Okay?
One time I got a shot.
You did too? Now, you tell me, did you really love getting that shot?
No.
Well, guess what? My 80-pound dog, he is big and he has got lots of muscle. He is very, very, very scared when he sees that he needs to get a shot. He loves going to the vet, and he's super happy. And he walks into the vet looking like this, and he's got a big old smile, and his tail waves. And as soon as we get to the point where we have to do the shot, he freaks out. He is scared. He is super scared. And so my job as his mom is to try to help him feel better. Well, guess what? Doesn't always work. And I'm going to share with you something that happened on Thursday. Look what happened on Thursday. Look what he did to me. Look what happened. Do you see that? Because while I was trying to hold him, he's super strong, and he did these marks on my arm. Look at that. They look super bad, don't they? He hurt me. Do you think that I had to get angry at him? Do you think I said, "No, you are being naughty"?
No.
Because I needed to forgive him because he was just scared. Just like the people hurting Jesus, he didn't know what he was doing. He was just scared and he was trying to get away. And he said, this is not a good place and I need to get away. And just like the people hurting Jesus, they didn't realize that Jesus was there to help them. So they were hurting Jesus, but did Jesus get angry?
Yes.
Did I get angry? But not really. Not really. I got a little bit, because come on, man, we've been to this and we've done this a lot. But then I have to remember, and I say, you know what, he's just scared and he doesn't know what he's doing. He's not hurting me on purpose. Right? He's not trying to hurt me on purpose. He's just scared. And those people that were hurting Jesus were in the same place. They were hurting Jesus because they didn't know what was going on in the world. But they didn't know that they could trust Jesus. How are we different? We're different, aren't we? Because we know the bigger story. We know that Jesus is there for us. We know that even though we do something wrong, Jesus will forgive us no matter what. We know that. They didn't know that yet. That's pretty powerful stuff. Now, if Jesus forgives us no matter what, what's our job? To forgive other people. No matter what. Right, Easton? No matter what. If they hurt our feelings, do we get angry?
No.
If they hurt us like this, do we get angry? Do we stop and think, we need to forgive them? Because they don't understand what's going on right now. And that's okay. But we can forgive them. That's really great. I'm so proud of you guys for knowing all that already. That's awesome job. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Who are willing to shell out a whole lot of dollars
satisfaction. Maybe another word is nirvana. Isn't that a great word? Nirvana. Develop 7 habits to help us live life, right? Or take 5 steps, whatever, something like that. Or maybe you're one of those crazy people that walks on burning coals. You ever seen the notes that's mine or over physical? Or you'd be sitting in a sweat lodge someplace on a journey. Self-help ministry. I want to suggest to you today that people sometimes treat, and maybe we sometimes treat, Christianity as a self-help improvement plan. The idea of following Jesus and having His Lord in our lives, that somehow everything is going to be alright, all of our problems are going to be solved, and that God will empower you to be all that you want to be. And usually for us what that means is some level of success or some level of affluence in our lives here, right? But God, though, wants more for us than what we want for ourselves. God doesn't want us to merely be successful, but rather God wants us to live lives of significance. Jesus makes it very clear, you see, that love is to be the distinguishing characteristic of His followers. How many times do we hear, this is my commandment, that you love one another in the scriptures? Or, love God, love your neighbor. How many times do we hear that? Throughout His ministry, that was what He lived. He demonstrated that love to others. And Jesus' love, no. It's a tough love, because it's tough for us. It's tough for us. How many of you find forgiveness an easy thing, by the way? Because Jesus calls us to love one another, and what that means is forgiving one another. Anybody find it easy? What? No hands up? You know, it's really kind of interesting because we come here every Sunday because we know our need to be forgiven. In fact, that's why we start out worship. We start out with our need to be forgiven, to hear a word that heals and that restores that word of forgiveness. Yet, for us, it's difficult to switch that around to forgive others. I got this book, it's called Crazy Talk. And it takes different words that are words of faith and things such as, you know, it has definitions for things like absolution, adiaphora, adoptionism, doctrine, dogma, excommunication, existentialism. Don't you want to read this book? Actually, it's really fun. It's crazy talk. It takes those words and puts a definition on it. And this is the way it defines forgiveness. God's complete and final eradication of the guilt resulting from our wrongdoing, quality we expect in our neighbor, or practice ourselves only reluctantly. Now, how many can relate to that? Thank you. But let's be honest. Let's be honest. It's tough work. It's tough work to do that. He goes on to say, when it comes to forgiveness, we believe it's time for a little truth telling. There's a lot of talk about forgiveness, how to do it, why it's important for a healthy relationship or a healthy society, how it's just as good for the forgiver as it is for the forgivee. All of which is probably true. But it's not the whole truth. here's some things that we hear. How many of you have heard something like this? I'll forgive you for what you did, but I cannot forget. I'm not going to forget. I forgive you, but I can't forget. How many have said that? Huh? So when we say that, we forgive, but we can't forget. What do we mean by that? We mean something like this. Okay, I'm not ready to press charges in this relationship, but I'm going to put this one in the YBJ file. Do you have a YBJ file? You're a big jerk file? And when the right time, the time is right, I will bring it up. I will bring it up again, and my case against you will be a crushing one. I forgive you, but I can't forget. Huh? Or how about this one? Forgiveness is really not for them. It's for you. And I've said this to people. I've said this to people many times. It's important for you to forget. You'll be happier and healthier if you just let it go. I've said that to people. I've said that to people many times. What does that mean? It means, well, they're not worth it. You're better than them. You own your own anger. Realize that they are not worth loving. Just let it go. The problem is, how many have done that one? I've done it. And I've told people to do it. I confess. But what does that mean? That this isn't forgiveness. It isn't loving someone and therefore letting go of some wrong. Some wrong done to you. This is grudgeful and letting go of someone who wronged you and loved you. And loving yourself. One more. I've got one more here. This is part of the definition. It's all in the book. Anybody wants to read the book, you're welcome to check it out in my library. And I said this one too. There is no revenge so complete as forgiveness. Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much. I mean, Paul said that in Romans. He says, you know, don't repay evil for evil, but repay it with love. That's God's business to repay, you know, deep burning coals. You know? So, you know, and I said that too. You know, treat people with love. Keep people with love. And what that writer was really saying with that is if you really want to stick it to them, you do the opposite of what they deserve. So it's almost kind of a passive aggressive type of thing. So what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is complete and final. Forgiveness is what God does for us, given to us when Jesus shed his blood. What's more, forgiveness is what's expected of people who are in a relationship with God. Here's a quote that we actually like. And I think you probably heard this, and maybe have used it too. To err is human. To forgive divine. How many forgive? Pharisee, forgive divine. Yeah. In other words, we are at our most divine, in other words, closest to God, when we forgive. God is the forgiver, the one who forgives us and makes it possible for us to forgive each other. And because we are, all of us, sinners, forgiveness is an ongoing thing. That's why we keep coming back. Huh? That's why we keep coming back. It's an ongoing thing. We need it often, and we'll need to do it often. Just like Jesus said. And just like Jesus did show us. Loved and loving, forgiven and forgiving, we experience the life that God desires for us. It is this life of love and forgiveness that we share with others, and we invite others into that experience too. You know, for that to happen in our lives, for forgiveness to take shape, and our hearts need to be changed. Over and over and over again, our hearts need to be changed towards God and towards each other. We're going to sing a song, no? I'll change my heart to God. This is a song which talks about being molded and shaped, being made new.
To bring to the church, the world, and all of God's creation.
Faithful God, you call your church to serve you. Free your people from the deceptions of false masters, so that we discover the true richness of serving in your name, Lord, in your mercy. Creating God, you have made all kinds of creatures. Protect animals in the midst of seasonal migrations, whether by water, through the air, or land, Lord, in your mercy. Wise God, you rule the nations. When the powerful trample on the needy and take advantage of the poor, turn them from their selfish ways. Show us your ways of truth that leads to justice, Lord, in your mercy. Healing God, you raise up those who have been brought low, and you remember the forgotten. We lift up to you all who are in need, especially today, remember Josie, Randy and Pam, Brett, Ron, Sue, Patty, Kathy, Manuel, Janelle, Ernie, Lexi, Jill, Sharon, Kevin, Grace, Levi, Sean, Libby, Tracy, Leo, Sam, and David Hubbell and his family. Grant them joy, healing, and hope and comfort in your presence, Lord, in your mercy. Mother and God, you give us life. Give strength to families experiencing challenges of pregnancy, to foster parents, parents of adopted children, single parents, families of all varieties. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal God, you hold us close even in death. We lift to you our thanks for those who have died and now rest with you. Help us to grow from their examples and share the promise. Lord, in your mercy. Assured by your promise to hear us, we lay our prayers before your throne of grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another.
And they get a set of tabs
that they can mark in their Bible all of the books.
I never got one of those.
I'm sorry. I have extras.
You have extras?
Like one. Yeah. Now, every week, you bring your Bible. Every week, it's your responsibility to bring it. And down in the Sunday school area, we have a little punch card. And every third, fourth, or fifth grader who brings their Bible, we punch their card. And by the end of the year, they can earn usually a really big candy bar. Really big candy bar. Like big. I guess the big one. Because I think it is a huge, huge thing if you remember it all that Bible. That's awesome.
The other thing that's happening with this, so, and I'll say this because you're both related to her, is that what we're doing here, what you're doing here, is you are fulfilling your baptismal promise made on the day of her baptism. The place in her hand is the Holy Scripture. That's what you're doing. Thank you. Reading from 1 Corinthians, there are a variety of gifts of the same Spirit, a variety of services of the same Lord. There are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit of the common good. So, by your presence here and grateful for stepping forward, a few things. You can see that the words and deeds bear witness to the God who gathers us into one of the whole church. You want to be faithful in your specific area of service. This is being teaching and part of faith formation. That the Spirit who empowered you may be glorified in you. You are the examples of faith, peace, harmony, and mutual understanding to the young people, to the whole congregation. So on behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, will you accept and faithfully carry out what you have signed up to do? I gotta do this too. We say it together. I will, I ask God to help me. I will, I ask God to help me. All right, people of God, I ask you, will you support them? And will you share in the mutual ministry that we share together here in our congregation that Christ has given to all who are baptized? And they're so saying we will that we ask God to help us.
We will that we ask God to help us.
You believe them. Let's try it. We will that we ask that God to help us.
We will that we ask God to help us.
Let us pray. Loving God, we are grateful for the gifts you bring to us. Use the gifts that we have so that we may build each other up, that we all may know and be better. We give you thanks for these people who are part of Faith Formation Ministry. Guide them and be with them as we go into this year. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a seat. We stand. I'd like you to stand as we sing our offering.
We lift our hands, we lift our lives unto you.
Creator God, you made us and everything else. You provide for our every need. The bread we break and the wine we pour come from you. Help us to eat and drink with thanksgiving, and fill us with the love you have for us and for others. As we receive Jesus in this meal, make us to be as Jesus in the world. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hands.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O God, for you made the earth and all that is, and declared it good. Blessed are you, for in Christ you entered into creation, into our humanity, into our vulnerability, into our mortality. You stayed with us through conflict, through suffering, through death. Blessed are you for raising Jesus from the dead, in him promising new life to us all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Then again after supper, he took the cup. Giving thanks, he gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Come, Lord Jesus, in this meal and make us alive again. By your Spirit, bind us to that holy communion of saints in every time and practice, and make us your body in the world, bringing light and healing to all. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May you be seated. Jesus is the host of our meals, so come and eat. my two sins. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Holy, generous one, we say,
thank you.
You gathered and fed us like the multitudes on the hillside, and we are full of your life. We say,
thank you.
With this food, give us strength to live and to live fully. We say,
thank you.
We love one another like a family, and we trust you to serve the world. Until we meet again, and we say,
thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, who feeds the world.
Amen.
And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you with grace and mercy. And the Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing our sending hymn. I love to tell a story. Let's see, Sam.